League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A bit more sure than that, Craig. Craig David. I was in Shoreditch House on the 31st of August 2016, and a friend had invited me to a very intimate gig to watch Craig David. From memory, it was a Monday. And he was doing this intimate thing, an interview. It was a promotion for Twitter, I think, and it was going on social media, and Craig was lovely. And he sung songs, and he's great. And what I love most about Craig is he came back, didn't he? He started again. After, you know, he went to Miami to do radio stuff for about 5 years in his hiatus, after he'd been ruined by the press and certain comedians. He was a whipping boy of one or two comedians and the press just after he made it big. And looking back, some of it was really horrible. And I have to admit, I was a very small part of the problem, because I dipped my toe into stand-up comedy around the turn of the millennium, just for a year. And one of the four bits I used to do, it was a bit on tape, where I used to say that Craig David was obsessed with saying Craig David. He used to say it in all his songs. So all the bit was just me playing tiny clips of all his songs, and it was just Craig David, Craig David, Craig David, over and over again. And yes, that's one of the reasons, perhaps the main reason, I gave up comedy after about a year back then, because I had nothing to say apart from that Craig David says Craig David. And I'd end on my own original song, where I'd say, this is Craig David's new single, and it was something like Craig David, and I walked away like so many comedians do, with laughs, but hollow laughs that aren't going to build any real love, and eventually just build resentment, because all you're really doing is taking the piss. So I was a very small part of the problem. So it was lovely to see Craig David. As I say, it was a Monday. He did about an hour on the fifth floor of Shoreditch House in London. And after he finished, I had a quick drink with my mate, and then I was leaving. And as I was leaving, it must have been about a quarter past ten in front of me stood a beautiful honey with a beautiful body. It was Craig David. He'd called the lift. So in we go. We're on the fifth floor, and it's just me and him going down in the lift. So obviously, I had to say something. So I turned to him and said, oh man, I was at the gig, you were awesome. And he smiled. And time literally stood still. Because this man is the most beautiful man you'll ever see. He was the only man more beautiful than my burglar. And what gives Craig David the edge? His teeth. His beautiful teeth that truly make time stand still. I kid you not, I was in that lift with Craig for 7 days. He smiled at me on Monday. I was drinking his beautiful teeth on Tuesday. I was making love to his molars with my eyes on Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday we chilled on Sunday. When I stopped gazing at his beautiful teeth. A full 7 days gazing at his beautiful teeth. I was in heaven. The only teeth to ever come close to this are Jürgen Klopp's, but Craig's. Oh my God, he's blessed. Maybe they're not real, but I could make love to them with my eyes, so that's really enough for me. Oh. There's something about teeth with me. When people ask me, are you more of a this or that man? You know, are you an elbows or a knees man? I say every time I'm a teeth man. I appreciate good teeth more than anything. It's something I never had, you see. I had to work at passable teeth as a kid. I had braces. I used to go to bed with that fucking coat hanger thing at 14. I talked about being cool the other day. No wonder I wasn't cool. I didn't have a girlfriend. I went to bed every night with my teeth attached to a fucking coat hanger. But this man standing beside me, this beautiful, beautiful singer with a beautiful body of teeth. And I'll always remember the first time he opened his mouth. I was immediately sucked into his lips and was dancing around in that sparkly, pristine paradise. And his first question to me was, what do you do? And I thought, what a beautiful man inside. No, not only does he have perfect incisors, he's perfectly insightful. And I pause for maybe a second too long because I'm dancing around on top of his tongue, on top of his perfect teeth, and bouncing up and touching his upper teeth, and I'm lost in his delicious honey chops. And I suddenly think, fuck, if I say I'm a comedian, maybe he'll hate me because either he'll associate me with the one comedian who really got publicity for taking the piss, or by some miracle he'll have heard about my routine from back in the day. And then he'll close his mouth and I'll be trapped inside his mouth forever. Which will be the most beautiful porcelain prison, but will be a prison nonetheless. So what do I do? And days were going past. You know, this was Tuesday, then it became Wednesday. And I thought I couldn't lie to him. He was too lovely for that. His teeth were far too precious to me to dance on them with my lies. So I said, I'm a comedian. And he smiled again, and I thought, amazing. This was my chance, even more than before, to cover each and every tooth with my love. And with every embrace of his perfect jewels, I forgot about my childhood of a mouth of rusty pegs being wonked back into place by a backstreet dentist who clearly didn't know what the fuck he was doing. I thought the way to solve any child's problems is to send him into bed wearing a fucking coat hanger. And I danced and danced around his mouth and made love to his teeth with my eyes on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And Sunday we chilled. The lift reached the ground floor after a week of pleasure. I could just sing for a lifetime about that week. And he went to turn away, but then he turned back and he said, I hope you don't take the piss out of me in your set. And he laughed. And again showed all of his teeth. But this time, there was a menace in those teeth. It was like the end of Jaws. I was suddenly scared, terrified of the teeth. And if I said the wrong thing, I'd be eaten up, and I deserved to be eaten. Because when I started, I was a comedian that would just play his name on a tape over and over again as if that was good comedy. Yes, the audience were laughing, but that's not a sign of good comedy, is it? More than often, if everyone's laughing, it's the sign of bad comedy. And I regretted it, and I hope and pray I didn't affect him back then. And so I just laughed, nervously laughed. and he looked at my teeth and was horrified. Because compared to his teeth, my teeth don't look like teeth, they look like failure. And I vowed then and there that my comedy would change and I'd never ever take the mickey, even just lightly, out of anyone ever again. Because I knew if not now then in the future, I would suffer the 5 years of pain that he suffered when his career was ruined by pricks like me and he had to disappear to Miami and rebuild, if not his teeth and his life. So I turned to him and said it was so lovely to meet you. I never usually do this, I said, but could I have a photo? Did he decline? No. Didn't he mind? I don't think so. And that's all the in I needed. And I took the selfie and it was gone. And I looked at the selfie. You can see this on my social media today. I just shaved my head for a thing, so I wasn't looking my best. But fuck me, since I took that photo, I've had those same exact 5 years of pain looking at this picture. Because we are both smiling, and next to Craig's perfect, pristine white teeth, mine look black. I look absolutely horrendous. And every time I look at this or think of this photo, I'm being punished by his beauty, and I deserve it. They say once bitten, twice shy. Once bitten by Craig David, forever good, forever humble. I look at that photo every day and it makes me be a better man, a better comedian. That doesn't take the piss out of people like Craig. And I do this in the hope that one day I can be loved, just like Craig David is loved. And then this is the dream. I too may be able to afford a set of fucking veneers. Lots of love.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.